Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is part 14 of How to Manifest Wealth and Riches Through the Power of Your Mind with the Law of Attraction, number 14. Today's material will mostly come from Rhonda Byrne's book called The Power. I like the way she puts things, and so we're going to use that first, and then we're going to move on to something else. Before we get started, I do have a legal disclaimer that I want to cover. And basically, it says the information, concepts, and tools shared here are not intended to diagnose or treat illnesses, diseases, or conditions. It is not intended to substitute for the advice, treatment, or diagnosis of a qualified licensed professional or physician. I do not make any medical diagnosis or claims, and I am not a substitute for doctor's care. As a hypnotherapist and minister, I feel it's my responsibility to provide you with the information, tools, and skills you can use in your life so that you can live according to your destiny, living life more abundantly as you embark on your spiritual journey within to master your mind, creating the life that you want, and healing yourself with the power of your own mind. Okay, now we got that out of the way. If you like the show, The Power of the Superconscious Mind on Blog Talk Radio, I ask you to please go to the main page, and you can click on like and even subscribe so that when a show comes up, you can follow it and you'll get notification of each show. If you would like to have more information on myself, CJ Savage, also known as The Hypnosis Queen, if you'd like more information on myself or what I do, what I have to offer, you can look at my blog, which we're working on our sites right now to bring them all together. The blog is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is a blogger blog. That's why it's called Blogspot. So it's www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You can download about any hypnosis on for only $9.99 at www.cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. That's www.cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. So you can get about any hypnosis download there. Also, I offer Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. It is one of my most popular hypnosis audios. You can download for only $9.99 from cdbaby.com. My email is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And if you would like to send me a text, you can send me a text. If you have questions or comments, send them to 217-473-5412. That is 217-473-5412. And I will also try to check my text messages and the chat room on Blog Talk Radio as I talk. Blog Talk Radio, if you go to the main site, blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconsciousmind, then you will see where you can join me in the chat room. Just simply join the chat room. And you can send questions, comments there as well. Okay, let's get started. I got some really good stuff for you today. We're talking about the power in life. And we're talking about the power within you, or the power that man actually owns and has. And basically, I think I've told you this before, but you live in the spirit of the word. You need not acquire this power to use it. Someone asked me, they sent over a question and asked, how do I get this power that I'm talking about? You need not acquire this power to use it. You already have it, and you need to understand it to use it. So the whole point of this show, this sequence here, it is really very, very, very simple. But it's so simple, it's very complex. And I would say, really, it's difficult to understand as a concept. So to understand the whole entire concept of this power that you have within you, which you actually already have, you have it, you have to understand this power. And if you understand it, then you can control it. And you do need to control it. You need to fill yourself with it so that you can go forward and carry the world before you day by day as you go, so you can gain momentum. That kind of sounded like a Tony Robbins thing, huh? Okay, we're talking about the power, and the power is this phenomenal source of power, which is energy. It's a force. It's an incredible, powerful force. And through this shows and the sequence, I keep referring to the word love. And the reason that I do is because love is energy. That's what it is. It's an incredible, powerful, positive force of energy. So we talk about this. Well, this energy is within you. You can have it. You don't have to acquire it. You don't have to find a way to get it. You already have it. You have it. It's inside of you. You have to understand it so that you can use it. And if you understand it, then you need to learn to control it. And if you learn to control it, you can control your life. Sounds really simple, right? It really, really is. It really is. We're going to leave off. I'm going to start where we left off last week when we talked about the power. We ran out of time. I'm going to actually be on here for up to 90 minutes today. We may not go the full 90 minutes, but I'm going to move along very quickly. I'm going to just pick up where we left off last week. We were talking about the power in you. The power in you and the power in life are really not the same, but they're very closely related. So if you understand the power in you, you'll be able to understand and relate to the power in life. And the whole point of these sequence of these shows is to understand life in itself. We're just going to start, and I'm going to move forward. You give meaning to your life. Nothing really has any meaning at all. You just give the meaning to everything in your life. No situation really comes along with a label of bad or good. Everything is really not really bad or good, but it's the meaning that you give to it. It's like a rainbow or a thunderstorm. It's not really good or bad. They're just a rainbow or a thunderstorm. You give the meaning to a rainbow by how you feel about it. You give the meaning to a thunderstorm by how you feel about it. One person may say, I love a thunderstorm. It excites me. I love a thunderstorm. It calms me. I love a thunderstorm. It's like God giving the world a bath. And the next person will tell you, I hate thunderstorms. They scare the life out of me. So it's not really good or bad. It's just simply how you feel about it. You're the one that gives meaning to everything by the way you feel. Do you understand that concept? You have to understand what I'm talking about. Like a job, any job, it's not either good or bad. It's just a job. But how you feel about your job determines whether it'll be good or bad for you. Same thing with a relationship. Any relationship is not either good or bad, and or of itself, it's just a relationship. But how you feel about a relationship determines whether it will be good or bad for you. Does that make sense? Okay. William Shakespeare said, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616. If someone harms another person, the law of attraction responds unfailingly. It may use police or laws or any number of ways to give back to the person exactly what they gave. But one thing is certain with the law of attraction. We receive back what we give. How many times have I told you we get what we give? If you hear of someone being harmed by another person, feel compassion for that person harmed. But don't judge anyone. If you judge someone and you think they are bad, you are not giving love. And in thinking that someone else is bad, you have in effect labeled yourself as bad. I know that doesn't make any sense, and some of you are not even going to agree, but we're talking about the way life works. We're talking about universal laws. When you understand all the universal laws and understand that they all overlap or intertwine with each other, then you understand that what I'm telling you is universal law. It's the truth. Whatever you give, you receive. When you give out bad feelings about someone else, no matter what they have done, those bad feelings are going to come back to you. Remember what you think and feel. You can get all negative and think wrong, bad, negative thoughts and feelings, and what you put out is those thoughts are things. Those thoughts are actually energy that goes out and permeates and penetrates all the space like billions of little magnets. And what's happening there, it's attracting back like energy, like magnets attract like energy. So if you want to get upset about something, and I know that we've had some really tragic events in the past, you know, world news and the media, and I mean the killings, the shootings that went on in the school in Newtown, Connecticut. I'm sorry to admit, but I cried for 2 hours. It upset me terribly to think about what happened there and how wrong it seemed to be, and I couldn't help myself. So to calm myself down, I started praying about it, and I just asked that God comfort those that have been left behind and help them to overcome and live a good, normal, productive life. And hopefully this will not traumatize the children so much that they have a lot of problems in the future. But it's not what happened to those kids. It's what happened that was tragic, and it was tragic. And, I mean, no one will argue that. But what I'm talking about here is, you know, you can't feel hate for that guy. I mean, you know, I always say never judge a person until you've walked in their shoes, because you don't know, you know, what's going on. Well, apparently, I don't think that any sane, normal person would do such a thing. So I'm thinking that his, and he was in and out of institutions, so he was not a normal, sane person. And he was just simply out of control. So I don't want to place judgment on him or hate him, because those feelings will come back, you know, and get us. But on the other hand, the ones that were actually taken and killed, I can only say a prayer for them, to just send them to the light and just ask them to live in peace, love, and harmony for eternity. And that's, you know, what you can do. The ones that are left behind, however, that's a different story. They're the ones that have to suffer. The ones that were actually killed and shot, I'm sure didn't feel a thing. It was just over immediately. So I warn you to try to not have bad feelings, and I know that, you know, we can't always control that. And like the shootings there, it devastated me. I was devastated. And I watched the news. I had to turn the TV off because it was upsetting me so badly. And I knew that it was going to bring some more negative in my life if I just kept focusing on it. So I just tried to calm myself down by praying about it. So remember that whatever you give, you receive. When you give out bad feelings about someone else, no matter what they have done, those bad feelings can come back to you. They come back to you with the same force that you sent out, creating negative circumstances in your life. There's no excuses for the force of love. It doesn't say, oh, that's okay, you can have these bad feelings now because that was a tragic incident. What I'm trying to tell you is there's no excuses, there's no exceptions for the force of love. Ralph Waldo, he's written, there's been a lot of books from Ralph Waldo, he's a New Thought author, said, the life that goes out in love to all life is the life that is full and rich and continually expanding in beauty and in power. So the force of love has no opposite. There is no other power in life but love. There isn't a force of negativity. In ancient times, negativity was sometimes described as the devil or evil. Being tempted by the devil or being tempted by evil or the devil simply meant being tempted to fall into negative thoughts and feelings rather than standing firm in the position positive force of love. There's no force of negativity. There's only one force, and that force is love. And I know some of you are asking right now, but then why do bad things happen to good people? Well, all negative things you see in the world are always, always manifestations of a lack of love. Whether that negativity is in a person, a place, or circumstances, or even an event, it has always come from a lack of love. Or you can say, or a lack of God, or a lack of good. There isn't a force of sadness. Like, sadness is a lack of happiness. All happiness comes from love. There isn't a force of failure. Failure is a lack of success, and all success comes from love. There isn't a force of illness. Illness is a lack of health, and all health comes from love. There isn't a force of poverty. Poverty is a lack of abundance, and all abundance comes from love. Love is the positive force of life. And any negative condition always comes from a lack of love. When people reach the tipping point of giving more love than negativity, we will see negativity vanish from the planet at a rapid rate. I believe that if everyone stopped thinking and talking and feeling negative in any way, all evil, all negativity would disappear off the face of the earth, if not the entire universe. So, when people reach that tipping point of just giving more love than negativity, which is like 51% versus 51% is the tipping point of giving love, then we will see negativity vanish from the planet at a really rapid rate. Just imagine it. Every single time that you choose to give love, your love is helping to tip the entire world into positivity. Some people believe that we are very close to a tipping point right now. And if you go on the internet and you're interested in being more positive and or especially any kind of personal development programs, you're going to see tons of programs in group manifestations, group positive thinking, group meditations, and just focusing on love and peace and positive energy, positive forces. Every single time that you choose to give love, your love is helping to tip the entire world into positivity. Some people believe that we're really close to that tipping point now, and I believe it too. Whether they're right or not, more than ever, now is the time to give love and positivity. Do it for your life. Do it for your country. Do it for the world. Confucius was a Chinese philosopher. He said, when the heart is set right, then the personal life is cultivated. When the personal life is cultivated, then the home life is regulated. When the home life is regulated, then the national life is orderly. And when the national life is orderly, then the world is at peace. You have so much power in the world because you have so much love to give. Remember, everything has a frequency. That's a vibrational frequency. Everything is made up of energy in this world, in the entire universe. Everything is made up of energy. And all energy has a vibrational frequency which vibrates and can actually be measured by modern technology today. When a person is extremely depressed, they can fall down to as low as 30. You can raise up that vibration by simply talking to yourself, using positive affirmations, prayers. You can raise that up and come out of it. But everything has a frequency, everything. And whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. Life is responding to you. Life is communicating with you. Everything that you see, every sign, every color, every person, every object, everything that you hear, every circumstance and event are on your frequency. When you're feeling happy, and you're feeling, and you keep feeling happy, and you just keep that vibrational frequency up, then you're going to find that only happy people, good positive circumstances and events come into your life. There are no accidents or coincidences in life. Everything is synchronicity, because everything has a frequency. It's simply the physics of life and the universe in action. Think of something that you love and make it your symbol, the force of love. Remember we talked about this. Pick out a symbol and just choose that symbol as your symbol of the force of love and just ask spirit or the universe or however you want to, God, whatever you want to call it. Just ask God to show you that symbol that they're there for you. You can pick a bird. I mean, it could be a cardinal bird, which this morning I was looking through these really huge and powerful binoculars that my dad got, and I was looking like about a half a mile away, and I could see this cardinal perched on a limb of a tree way back in the timbers. I was like, that was phenomenal. I use birds as symbols, good positive birds like cardinals, blue jays, redbirds, those kind of things. birds that are like crows, the blackbirds, crows, those kind of birds I find negative. So I use birds as symbols in my life. But you can think of, just make a symbol of your force, of the force of love for yourself, so that whenever you see your symbol or you hear it or whatever it is, you'll know that the force of love is with you. Plan the force of love ahead of you in everything that you do, and imagine that each thing in your day is going well, and feel love inside of yourself as much as you can before you do anything. Remember, you set precedence for each day by the attitude that you have. The first hour of your waking hour each day, you can set the stage for your entire day to based on how you feel and think and your attitude. So make it a good one. Fill yourself with love. And the best and easiest way to do that is just start thinking about things that you're really grateful for and feel really grateful. Just don't think, you know, thank you for, well, my eyesight and my good legs and things. I mean, really feel it. Think about it and feel it with real gratitude. Place the force of love ahead of you in everything that you do, and imagine each thing in your day going really well. And you know what? And it will. Ask questions every day. When you ask a question, you are giving a question. And you must receive an answer. If you ask a question, you will get an answer. You don't believe me? Find out. Just try it. Practice it. That if you could see life as a lock, then the key is questions. So if you really want to unlock life, then ask questions. Do you ask someone else? Well, I guess you can. You can just ask God, ask Spirit, ask Source Energy. Just ask your questions and wait and look for an answer. Expect an answer and you will get an answer. If you don't expect an answer, you probably won't get one. See, I'm not going to get an answer. I know I won't. Then, you know what? They will respond to that. So just ask and you'll get an answer. Harness the force of love to help you with anything in your life. The force of love will be your personal assistant, money manager, personal health trainer, and relationship counselor. If your mind is consumed with too many details, the details will distract you and pull you down. Simplify your life. And don't give too much importance to the little things. What difference does it make anyway? The force of love has no opposite. Remember, there is no other power in life but love. All the negative things that you see in the world are always, always just a lack of love. A human being cannot imagine not existing. We can't imagine our body not being alive, but we simply cannot imagine not existing. This is about the power in life. Do you think that it's just a fluke of nature? It's not. You cannot imagine yourself not existing because it's impossible for you not to exist. If you could imagine it, you could create it. And you can never create it. You have always existed and you will always exist because you are a part of creation. Do you understand that? That's a fact. You have always existed and you will always exist because you are a part of creation. So what happens when a person dies? Well, the body doesn't go into non-existence because there's no such thing. It integrates itself into the elements. And the being that is inside of you, the spiritual part of you, the real you, doesn't go into non-existence either. The very word being tells you that you will always be. You are not a human being. You are not a human that's been or human being. You're actually a spiritual person. You're a spiritual being. Sorry. You're a spiritual being that is having a human experience in this world, on earth. You're an eternal being living temporarily in a human body. And if you stopped existing, there would be an empty space in the universe, and the whole universe would collapse into an empty space. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's one of the universal laws. The only reason that you can't see another human being after they have left their body is that you can't see the frequency of love, because the spiritual part of you is a very positive, powerful, incredible force of energy. And that's what it is, a force of energy. That force of energy fills every single cell of your human body. And that is your superconscious mind. That is where all your power lies. That's a fact. You know, I was just looking at something here, and basically the fact is, where it's at now. The fact is that the average person, which pretty well sums it up, the average person uses less than, it's a psychological fact, that 90% to 96% of our mental power is never or seldom used. Therefore, most men have the power to achieve about 10 times as much as what they have ever accomplished. Put that in your hat and smoke it. Okay. You are a spiritual being, which is pure energy. You came into this world. You took on that body. You filled up every cell of that human body. And that power that's within you, the spiritual part of you, is pure energy. That's where all your power lies. Most people never learn to use that power. And the whole point of this series is for you to understand this power that you already have. You understand it so that you can use it, especially when you need it. And when you learn to use it, then you can control it. And you then can control the life that you live in every area of your life, especially your health. That one there, to me, is just elementary. It's really, really simple. You can literally talk to your cells in your body, and they respond. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people have proven that already. So what happens when you die? Well, simply, you're still here. The only reason you can't see another being after they've left their body is that you can't see the frequency of their energy, because they step out of their body. When the physical body dies, then you step out of the physical body. You can't see that frequency, that energy, with your physical eyes any more than you can see the frequency of ultraviolet light either. And the frequency of love, that frequency of love is a very high frequency. It's a very high vibrational frequency that the human eye cannot see. But interestingly enough, you can see it when you're into like a meditation and look at it through your spiritual eyes, which has the capability of seeing that high vibrational frequency. So if you've not done hypnosis or you've not practiced meditation, whether it's a guided meditation like hypnosis or any meditation, then I would strongly encourage that you do so, because then you would have the ability to see that frequency. And that frequency that they're on, those ones that have stepped out of their human body, is on the highest frequency in creation. The greatest scientific equipment in the world cannot even come close to detecting that frequency of love. But remember that you can feel love. So if there is someone that you can't see anymore because they've passed on, whatever, you can feel them on the frequency of love. You can't feel them in grief or despair, because those frequencies are nowhere near the frequency that you're on. So when you lose a loved one, and I have found this to be true so many times, when someone loses someone that they love dearly, then they grieve. And that's a natural and expected feeling that one has. But when I know someone, how do I put this? When I know someone and I really cared for them, I thought they were a wonderful person, I did not grieve like they did. I just pray about them and send them, I try to mentally, emotionally send them to the white light so they live, and I pray that they live in peace, love, and harmony for eternity, and they're with our Lord Jesus on the highest plane of life. So when I do that, I often will do a meditation, and I will see those that have passed on. When I'm just simply in a very relaxed state and doing a meditation, I will see them, maybe even hear from them, talk to them. But it's difficult for the person that's closest to them to do that, because their vibrational frequency is not on that level. They are they're grieving, or they feel despair, so their vibrational frequency is lowered way down. However, if you've ever had that experience of stepping out of your body, not being in the human body, then you know what I'm talking about, because I have actually done this, that when you're out of your body, you feel this tremendous peace and love. It's phenomenal. I mean, it really is. So you're on this highest frequency, vibrational frequency of what is pure love. So it's very difficult to see someone who has passed on, who is that you're very close to. But when you're on the highest frequencies of love and gratitude, and I try to get my vibrational frequency up every day, I actually work on it, I count my blessings, I go over my list of what I'm grateful for, I say my prayers, and that's how I start my day. So when you're on that highest frequency of love and gratitude, you can actually feel or see, you may feel in a meditation, but you can feel them. And they're really never very far away from you, and you're never separated from them, but your loved ones that has passed on are really all around you. They're in a heaven where there's no negative energy at all. Everything is on the highest vibrational frequency that there is. Everything is there is on the frequency of love, which is a really high vibrational frequency. And you're always connected to everything in life through the force of love. Ancient texts say that heaven is within you. And what they're talking about is the frequency of your being. When you leave your human body, you are automatically on the highest frequency of pure love, because that's the frequency of your being. In ancient times, the highest frequency of pure love was called heaven. But heaven is for you to find here in this lifetime, not when your body dies. You are to find heaven here while you're on earth. And indeed, heaven is within you, because heaven is the frequency of your being. Some also refer the same thing. It's like another similar type of saying, but a reference. But someone will say, you are in this universe, and the universe is within you. The universe is in your mind. Well, that's true. Or you can say heaven. To find heaven on earth is to live your life at the same frequency as your being, pure love and joy. Pure love and joy. And that's what your life is all about. That's the way you are supposed to be living. You are an eternal being. You have all the time in the world to experience everything. There's no lack of time, because you have forever. You have so many adventures ahead, so many things to experience. Not just adventures on earth, but once we've mastered earth, we will begin a new adventure in other worlds. People often ask me, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, you chose to come here in the first place. You took on this body. Why? Because Earth is one of the highest educations in the universe. Why? Because it's a world full of negative energy. There's always war. I mean, there's always a lot of negative energy. And it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat it. I couldn't even say that enough times. It's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat it. I want you to think about that a long time. But we exist, according to universal law, we exist in more than one world at the same time. Time is illusion. And I'm not even going to get into that right now. We're going to talk about that later. That's another whole course. I'll try not to get off on a tangent here. You have so many adventures ahead and so many things to experience, not just adventures on Earth, but once you've mastered Earth, like I said, you're going to have new adventures in other worlds. There are galaxies, dimensions, and life that we can't even imagine right now, but we will experience all of them. We'll experience them together, because we, you and I, are part of creation. Billions of years from now, when we look out into creation for our next adventure, there will be worlds among worlds, galaxies among galaxies, and unlimited dimensions stretching out before us for all eternity. So do you think, with all this, that perhaps you are a wee bit more special than you ever considered yourself to be? Do you think that perhaps you might even be a little more valuable than what you thought? You, every person you know, and every person who has ever lived have no end. That's why, and I grew up in a Methodist church, and that saying, world without end, amen, amen, there is no end. There is no end. Don't you just want to wrap your arms around life and say thank you? Aren't you excited for the adventures ahead? If you look at life through different eyes that you have right now, if you look at life as an adventure or as an experience and know that it's not nearly as important, what happens to you is how you treat it. If you can maintain a good attitude, because attitude is everything, if you maintain a good and positive attitude, everything in life, no matter what it is, or no matter how negative it starts out to be or you could see, it will have a good ending. It's like every cloud has a silver lining, and if you look for that silver lining, you will find it. I guarantee you. Don't you just want to stand on a mountaintop and cry out with joy, yes, to every ending life? The purpose of your life is joy. So what do you think is the greatest joy in life? Giving. If a person had told me 6 years ago, really, that the greatest joy in life is giving, I can tell you what I've said because I've said it before. That's fine for you, say, but I'm just trying to make ends meet here, saying I have nothing to give. I would say giving is for those who have something to give. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Life will be full of one problem after another, and just when you think everything is going along fine, something else will happen to throw you back into struggle and difficulty. The greatest joy in life is giving, and there is only one thing that you can give, and it's your love. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation, the love inside of you. Give the best of you. Give your love, because it is the magnet to all the riches of life. And your life will become richer than you thought was possible, because when you give love, you are fulfilling the entire purpose of your life. When you give love, you will receive back so much love and joy that you will feel it almost more than you can take it. But you can take unlimited love and joy, because it's who you are. You came into this world with your love, and it is the only thing that you're going to take with you. While you are here, every time you choose the positive, every time you choose to feel good, you are giving your love, and with it, you light up the world. And everything that you can wish for, everything you can dream of, everything that you love will follow you wherever you go. You have the greatest force in the universe within you, and with it, you will have an amazing life. The power is within you. So when you ask me, where do you get this power? How do you acquire it? It is already in you. It is within you. Just acknowledge it, because you already have it. Try to understand it, which is, this is the purpose of this entire series of shows. Understand it so that you can use it. And when you understand it and can use it, you learn to control it. And then you will fill yourself with it, so you can go forward and carry the world before you. Okay. Some points I want to make here is you have always existed, and you always will exist, because you are a part of creation. Boy, the time flies when I get on these shows. You, every person you know, and every person who has ever lived has no end. Amen. To find heaven on earth is to live your life at the same frequency as your being, pure love and joy. I know that's easier said than done, but it does take practice. And when you practice it, you're going to find that you can maintain that most of the time. There are certain things that can happen that can throw you off base. That's true, and throw you kind of off your track. But the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation, and that is the love inside of you. So when you think that, if you think you've lost everything and you've been had everything taken away from you, and that speaks for a lot of people in the world today with the economy the way that it is, remember, you still have the most precious thing that there is, and that is your mind, which is the love inside of you that controls that vibrational frequency in you. You can give love, and when you give, you receive. You get what you give. You understand? You get what you give. So give your love, because it is the magnet to all riches of life. While you are here, every time you choose the positive, every time you choose to feel good, you are giving your love. And with it, you light up the world. You can send love to people without them even knowing it or being really aware of it, but they will feel it. Okay, now, the other thing is, I told you that I didn't have time last week, and I was going to move on to the Master Key System, which is one of the most classic, oldest, and richest books I can tell you. The Master Key System was written by Charles Honnell back in like 1912. And after it was written, back in 1912, there was only like 7 books that was actually printed. And Congress ordered to stop the print and destroy it for fear that the power would get into the wrong hands. And so they didn't want to print it. That print literally disappeared off the face of the earth, as far as we knew it, until one day Bill Gates was going to college and he uncovered one of the copies. And from there, well, I guess the rest is history. So, would you like to bring more power into your life? Then you have to get power consciousness. If you want to get health conscious, if you want better health, more health, get health conscious. Or more happiness, then get happy consciousness. Live the spirit of these things until they become yours by right. Remember, this power we're talking about is not something that you need to acquire because you already have it, but you want to understand it, you want to use it, you want to control it, you want to impregnate yourself with it so that you can go forward and carry the world before you day by day as you go on and on, as you gain momentum, as your inspiration deepens, as your plans crystallize, as you gain understandings, you will come to realize that this world is no dead pile of stones and timber, but it is the living thing. It is made up of beating hearts of humanity. It is the thing of life and beauty. It is evident that it requires understanding to work with material of this description, but those who come into this understanding are inspired by a new light, a new force. They gain confidence and greater power each day. They realize their hopes and their dreams come true. Life has a deeper, fuller, clearer meaning than before. The attitude of mind necessarily depends on what we think. Therefore, the secret of all power, all achievement, and all possession depends upon our method of thinking. And that is a fact. This is true because we must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent that we are, and what we are depends on what we think. We cannot express powers that we do not possess. The only way by which we may secure possession of power is to become conscious of power. And we can never become conscious of power until we learn that all power is from within. There is a world within, a world of thought and feeling and power, of light and life and beauty. And although it's invisible, its forces are mighty. The world within is governed by mind. When we discover this world, we shall find the solution for every problem, the cause for every effect. And since the world within is subject to our control, all laws of power and possession are also within our control. The world without is a reflection of the world within. So within as without. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not, but that's the way it is. The world without, that's our world outside of us, our world around us, the world that we live in, is a reflection of the world within. And the world within is what is going on in our mind, what we think about, what we feel, especially what we feel. What appears without, our world without, is what has been found within. In the world within, may be found infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite supply of all that is necessary, waiting for unfoldment, development, and expression. If we recognize these potentialities in the world within, they will take form within the world without. Harmony in the world within will be reflected in the world without by harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. It is the foundation of health and a necessary essential to all greatness, all power, all attainment, all achievement, and all success. Harmony in the world within means the ability to control our thoughts and to determine for ourselves how any experience is to affect us. Harmony in the world within results in optimism and affluence. Affluence within results in affluence without. The world without reflects the circumstances and the conditions of the consciousness within. If we find wisdom in the world within, we shall have the understanding to discern the marvelous possibilities that are latent in the world within, and we shall be given the power to make these possibilities manifest in the world without. So we're talking here about what goes on in our mind and our feelings, that world within us. What goes on there is a reflection of our outside world. Our outside world is a reflection of what is going on inside of us. Does that make sense? So when I speak of the world without, the world within, that is inside of us or going on outside of us. As we become conscious of the wisdom in the world within, we mentally take possession of this wisdom. And by taking mental possession, we come into actual possession of the power and the wisdom necessary to bring into manifestation the essential necessary for our most complete and harmonious development. The world within is the practical world in which the men and women of power generate courage, hope, enthusiasm, confidence, trust, and faith, by which they're given the fine intelligence to see the vision and the practical skill to make the vision real. Life is an unfoldment, not accretion. What comes to us in this world without is what we already possess in the world within. All possession is based on consciousness. All gain is the result of an accumulative consciousness. All loss is the result of scattering consciousness. Mental efficiency is contingent upon harmony. Discord means confusion. Therefore, he who would acquire power must be in harmony with natural laws. We are related to the world without by the objective mind. The brain is the organ of the mind, and the cerebrospinal system of nerves puts us into conscious communication with every part of our body. The system of nerves responds to every sensation of light, heat, odor, and sound and taste. When this mind thinks correctly, and when it understands the truth, when the thoughts sent through the cerebrospinal nervous system to the body are constructive, these sensations are pleasant and harmonious. The result is that we build strength, vitality, and all constructive forces into our body, but it is through the same objective mind that all distress, sickness, lack, limitation, and every form of discord and harmony is admitted into our lives. It is therefore through the objective mind, by wrong, bad, negative thinking, that we're related to all the destructive forces. We relate to the world within by the superconscious mind, or you might know it as the subconscious mind. The solar plexus is the organ of this mind. The sympathetic system of nerves presides over all subjective sensations such as joy, fear, love, emotion, respiration, imagination, and all the subconscious phenomena. It is through the subconscious or superconscious mind that we are connected with the universal mind and brought into relation with the infinite constructive forces of the universe. Now, I know this is a lot of information to take in a short time, and it's something you really kind of have to take piece by piece and think about it. As someone said, I listened to it, and then I think about it. I listen to another piece of it, and then I think about it. And you can repeat it as many times as you want, but this is important stuff. It is the coordination of these two centers of our being and the understanding of their function, which is the great secret of life. With this knowledge, we can bring the objective and the subjective minds into conscious cooperation and then thus coordinate the finite and the infinite. Our future is actually really entirely within our own control. It is not at the mercy of any capricious or uncertain external powers. A lot of people feel like they're just victims of life, and that's not really true. It's not true at all. All agree that there is but one principle or consciousness pervading the entire universe, occupying all space, and being essentially the same in kind at every point of its presence. It is all powerful, all wisdom, and all present. All thoughts and things are within itself. It is all in all. Call it source energy, God, whatever you want. But there is one power, one universal power, and it is in everything. It runs into and through everything. We are a part of that. That spiritual part of us, our mind, that superconscious mind, the spiritual part of us that fills every single cell of our being, is a part of God, a part of source or source energy. That is universal law. There is but one consciousness in the universe able to think, and when it thinks, its thoughts become objective things to it. As this consciousness is omnipresent, it must be present within every individual. Each individual must be a manifestation of that omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent consciousness. As there is only one consciousness in the universe that is able to think it, necessarily follows that that consciousness is identical with the universal consciousness. Or in other words, all mind is one mind. There is no dodging this. It's the final conclusion. It's universal law. The consciousness that focuses in your brain cells is the same consciousness which focuses in the brain cells of every other individual. Each individual, each person, is but the individualization of the universal, the cosmic mind. The universal mind is static or potential energy. It manifests only through the individual, and the individual can manifest only through the universal. They are one. The ability of the person to think in his ability to act upon the universal and bring it to manifestation, human consciousness consists only in the ability of man to think. Mind in itself is believed to be a subtle form of static energy from which arises activities called thought, which is a dynamic phase of mind. Mind is static energy. Though is dynamic energy, the two phases are the same thing. Thought is therefore the vibratory force formed by converting static mind into dynamic mind. As the sum of all attributes is contained in the universal mind, which is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, these attributes must be present at all times in their potential form in every individual. Therefore, when a person thinks, the thought is compelled by its nature to embody itself in an objectivity or condition which will correspond with its origin. Every thought is therefore a cause, and every condition an effect. For this reason, it's absolutely essential that you control your thoughts so as you can bring forth your desirable conditions, instead of just feeling like a victim of circumstance. If you allow your mind just to run rammed with thoughts are flowing through there, and usually they're negative, always recapping past experiences, things people said. And if you do that, then you're not going to bring forth desirable conditions. All power is from within and is absolutely under your control. It comes through exact knowledge and by the voluntary exercises of exact principles. It should be plain that when you acquire a thorough understanding of this law and you are able to control your thought processes, you can apply it to any condition. In other words, you will have come into conscious cooperation with omnipotent law, which is the fundamental basis of all things. The universal mind is the life principle of every atom which is in existence. Every atom is continually striving to manifest more life. All are intelligent and all are seeking to carry out the purpose for which they were created. A majority of mankind lives in the world without. Few have found that the world within, and yet it is the world within that makes the world without. It is therefore creative, and everything which you find in your world without has been created by you in the world within. So this information will bring you into a realization of power, which will be yours when you understand this relation between the world without and the world within. The world within is the cause. The world without, the effect. To change the effect, you must change the cause. How many people like Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, they tell you if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Change the thoughts that you think to positive and you will change your life to positive. You will at once see that this is a radically new and different idea. Most men try to change effects by working with effects. They fail to see that this is simply changing one form of distress for another. To remove discord, you must remove the cause. And this cause can only be found within your world within, which is actually the thoughts that you think. So if you want to change your life or any part of your life, then you have to start by changing the thoughts that you think. And normally, if you need a change, then the thoughts that you've been thinking are usually very negative. You have to change them to positive. And the more positive, good, right thoughts that you think, you'll change your feelings. And this source energy responds to those feelings that you're feeling. So it's really important. The world within is the universal fountain of supply, and the world without is the outlet to the stream. Our ability to receive depends on our recognition of this universal fountain, the infinite energy of which each individual is an outlet, and so is one with every other individual. Recognition is a mental process. Mental action is therefore the interaction of the individual upon the universal mind. And as the universal mind is the intelligence which pervades all space and animates all living things, this mental action and reaction is the law of causation. But the principle of causation does not obtain in the individual, but in the universal mind. It's not an objective faculty, but a subjective process. And the results are seen in an infinite variety of conditions and experiences. In order to express life, there must be a mind. Nothing can exist without mind. Everything which exists is some manifestation of this one basic substance from which and by which all things have been created and are continually being recreated. We live in a fathomless sea of plastic mind substance. This substance is ever alive and active. It is sensitive to the highest degree. It takes form according to mental demand. Thought forms the mold of or matrix from which the substance expresses. Remember that it is in the application alone that the value consists, and that practical understanding of this law will substitute abundance for poverty, wisdom for ignorance, harmony for discord, and freedom for tyranny. And certainly there can be no greater blessing than these from a material and social standpoint. Now, make the application, select a room where you can be alone and undisturbed. Sit erect, comfortably, do not lounge. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still from 15 minutes to like a half an hour. And then just continue this for like 3 to 4 days, or for, say, a week. can do this for a week. We talked about these exercises before, and some can do this very easily, very easily. And others, it will be very difficult to do. So practice it, do it daily. If you can't achieve it easily at beginning, then eventually you will. But just simply select a room where you can be nice and alone and undisturbed. Sit with your back straight so that your vertebra is nice and straight. Be comfortable, but don't slouch or get too comfortable. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still for 15 minutes to a half an hour each day and do this for 1 week. Continue this for a week until you are secure. You feel secure. You secure full control of your physical being. In other words, just sit there and do like a meditation without moving, but be comfortable. Like I said, some will find this extremely difficult, and others will conquer it with ease. But it is absolutely essential to secure complete control of the body before you're ready to actually progress. And we talked about this, and I want you to do these exercises. While they seem simple and you think you can do it, then just try it and do it. In the next week, I'm going to give you instructions for the next step. In the meantime, you must have mastered this one. Okay, we're running out of time. What is the world without in its relation to the world within? I hope I did not confuse some of you, because I speak and I have spoken many, many times over the past years of your world within in relation to the world without. The world without is a reflection of the world within. The world within is what goes on in your mind, in your body, your feelings, the world inside of you. The world without is what's going on around you, outside of you. Okay, we're running out of time, and I think I'm going to stop here if I don't have any questions or comments. Okay. Oh, no, I think I lost my connection. Oh, here we go. Okay, I have a comment here. I'm going to read this. This is interesting. And I can't even pronounce the name. You will never do anything in this world without courage. It's the greatest quality of the mind next to honor, says Aristotle. Their sentence over. What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man is in the state of mind in which he knows exactly what he wants and is fully determined not to quit until he finds it, says Alexander Graham Bell. And Calvin says, the only courage one needs is the constant belief in thyself. That is so very true, very true. Okay. Hold on. I think that's it. Okay, I'm just giving you the comments that I'm seeing that I've gotten, and I love your comments, and that is very, very true. Okay. You know now that you have the power. I have an exercise that I want you to do, and we will continue next week and go on to... What are we going to go on to? We're going to move on to... a task, a great task within yourself that you will need to accomplish. And so while I'm going to give you exercises, I ask that you do practice it, and you'll find that it might turn out to be most interesting to you. So I would suggest that you do it. You have the power. You just simply need to practice it. And the hardest part will be, for many people, will be maintain a very positive, right, and good thoughts that you think. If you have a problem with that, if you have a habit of bad, wrong, negative thinking, think of this. What would your life be like if you no longer thought any wrong, bad, or negative thoughts? If you didn't, you would no longer have any bad, wrong, negative feelings. However, negative thoughts is nothing other than a bad habit, and all bad habits can be broken. Simply get a nice, thin, and comfortable rubber band, put it on your wrist, And every time you start to have a bad, wrong, or negative thought, snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist, hard enough to hurt, but not hard enough to start damaging the skin. You just want it to sting a little. And what you'll do is every time you start to have a bad, wrong, or negative thought, snap the rubber band and immediately replace it with a good affirmation. I have given you different affirmations along the way, and I keep having people ask me to give them more affirmations or to give them an affirmation. They don't have it. Your affirmations are going to depend highly on what is most important to you. The number one concern for most people is their health. So if you have any health issues, health worries, health concerns, then if you get rid of all your negative thinking and you simply replace all your bad thinking with positive affirmations, a positive affirmation is simply a statement that you will repeat over and over in your mind. And the more you repeat it, the more it will come true. Remember that what you think, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every time, without fail, for anyone. That's the universal law. So if you can say it enough times, if you repeat it 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the middle of the day, and 5 minutes at night, and not just say it, but say it with feeling. Say it as if you're trying to convince yourself with all your heart that it's true. Something as simple as this. If it's your health issue, then a positive affirmation would be something like, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. And then say thank you. Thank you. I am eternally grateful for this. I'm eternally grateful for my good, strong, healthy body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. I mean, whatever it is, if it's a concern for your health, then I would suggest that you wear the rubber band. Every time you have a negative thought, replace it with that affirmation. Use this affirmation, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. And say it five times in the morning, for 5 minutes in the morning when you first wake up. Say it like you mean it with all your heart. Say it like you're trying to convince yourself. Do it another 5 minutes in the middle of the day, 5 minutes right before you go to bed. Try going to bed at night to go to sleep and just repeating that affirmation over and over while in your mind until you fall asleep. Wake up saying it. So if it's your health, I would strongly suggest something like that. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my strong, healthy body. Say it in the present tense. You always want your affirmations to be positive. You always want to say it in the present tense. So if you have a health issue, do not say, I am not sick, I am not sick. That's very negative. Do not use any negative words, period. It has to be all positive. If you have concerns over money, if you have financial concerns, you can use affirmations such as every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now. And just keep saying it and thinking it as if you believe it, as if you really do believe it. Plan it. Plan what you're doing with that money. Imagine what you're spending that money. Imagine writing checks to contribute money to charities and so on. But it might be something as simple as every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it might be something like that. I mean, your affirmations should be, if you want something general, a more general affirmation, if you're breaking the habit, wearing the rubber band, and you want to break the habit, bad habit, negative thinking, then what you need to do is just wear that rubber band on a day-in, day-out basis for at least 30 to 60 days. I don't know. It depends on what your life is like, maybe 90 days. But wear the rubber band and just every time you have a negative thought, snap the rubber band and just use a general affirmation. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Yes. Yes, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Universe responds to that. Spirit responds to that. Your cells and your body responds to that. I mean, do it. Say it. Feel it. Constantly. And get rid of all the bad, wrong, negative thinking. And your life will do a 360. Okay, I'm going to have to go because I'm sorry I had to delay the show today. I got into a meeting today that went on longer, much longer than I anticipated, and I'm worn out too, but I thank you for joining and listening to my show, and join us back again next week. I'm going to try to get back on track. We get through the holidays, and I hope you had a very, very Merry Christmas, and we're going to get back on a regular routine of being on Saturday afternoon. So join me again next week, and thank you for listening.